NAVED TRA 14310 Alpha, Aviation Bosun's Mate, Launch and Recovery Equipment. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. All aviation launch and recovery equipment maintenance functions are divided into one of how many distinct maintenance levels? 3. 2. Which type of maintenance is normally done by the catapult and arresting gear crews? Organizational. 3. Which type of maintenance is normally done by designated maintenance activities in support of fleet units? Intermediate. 4. Which type of maintenance provides engineering assistance in performing maintenance beyond the capability of lower-level maintenance activities? Depot. 5. What are the two general types of aviation launch and recovery equipment maintenance performed without distinction as to levels of maintenance? Upkeep and overhaul. 6. Which type of maintenance is preventive, corrective, or additive maintenance performed by catapult and arresting gear crew members? Upkeep. 7. Which type of maintenance is the process of disassembly sufficient to inspect all the operating components? Overhaul. 8. What provides standard maintenance organization and procedures to be used by all V2 divisions? Aircraft Launch and Recovery Equipment Maintenance Program, Alpha Lima Romeo Echo Mike Papa. 9. What is the center of all maintenance activity, directing and receiving up-to-date information in order to properly assess courses of action to be taken when any maintenance action is performed? Maintenance Control. 10. What displays all maintenance status information, particularly system problems or failures and supply status, providing the ability to review the overall maintenance situation quickly? Visual Information Display System Board, VIDS. 11. How many columns are mandatory on the maintenance control and all work center visual information display system boards? 4. 12. What are used on the visual information display system boards to track all outstanding work center maintenance actions? Aviation Launch and Recovery Equipment Maintenance Action Form Cards. 13. What is the major divisional record of all maintenance performed and provides historical data for future reference? Aviation Launch and Recovery Equipment Maintenance Action Form. 14. How many areas is the Aviation Launch and Recovery Equipment Maintenance Action Form divided into? 7. 15. How many years must Corrective Maintenance Action Forms be retained for? 1. 16. Which tools are used to track critical, scheduled, and situational maintenance and inspections required on catapults, arresting gear, and VLA equipment? Maintenance Requirement Status Boards. 17. What is a key element in the day-to-day operation of V2 Division which establishes a single point of maintenance expertise and capability in the division? Maintenance Support Branch. 18. What was established to reduce the potential of tool-related foreign object damage mishaps and to reduce the cost of tool replacement? Tool Control Program, Tango Charlie Papa. 19. What is the planned and systematic pattern of actions necessary to prevent defects from occurring from the start of a maintenance operation to its finish? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 20. What is the power to regulate events rather than being regulated by them? Prevention. 21. What are those skills possessed by the personnel trained in the technique of data analysis and supervision of the Quality Assurance Program? Special. 22. Which program permits maintenance and operational decisions to be made based on facts rather than intuition or memory by providing comparative data that is useful long after the details of a particular event has been forgotten? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 23. What are personnel who are assigned to the Quality Assurance Branch known as? Quality Assurance Inspectors, Quebec Alpha Indias. 24. Should it become necessary to assign an individual below the pay grade of E6 as a collateral duty quality assurance inspector, a letter must be submitted informing the cognizant type commander of this decision, and the assignment must not exceed a period of how many days without the approval of the cognizant TICOM. 90. 25. In no case can an individual below which pay grade be appointed as a collateral duty quality assurance inspector. E5. 26. Who are assigned to the work centers and are to inspect all work and comply with all QA objectives and requirements during all maintenance actions performed by the respective work centers. Collateral Duty Inspectors, Charlie Delta Indias. 27. Which type of audits provide an evaluation of performance and program compliance throughout the division by serving in an orderly method of identifying, investigating, and correcting program deficiencies on a regular basis? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 28. How many different categories do audits fall into? 3. 29. How often are work center audits conducted to evaluate the overall quality performance of each work center? Quarterly. 30. Which type of audits are conducted to evaluate specific maintenance tasks, processes, procedures, or programs? Special. 31. How many years are audit records maintained for? 2. 32. What establishes the maintenance policies, procedures, and responsibilities required to provide an integrated system for performing maintenance and supporting related functions on ships' installed aircraft launch and recovery systems and associated support systems and equipment? Aircraft Launch and Recovery Equipment Maintenance Program, Alpha Lima Romeo, Echo Mike Papa. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.